Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 303. Today is Saturday, July 16th, 2022. Or if you're in Aussie land or that side of the world, it's Sunday the 17th. So a very cold and brisk Sunday here in Brisbane. I'm your host, Lita. Hello, it's me. Yes. That's it. That's the intro. Anyway, welcome chat room. Hi guys. Thanks for joining me this week. We have Anisi. We have Rod. Thank you. Not sure who else is there. That's not a bot, I'm guessing. But hi guys. Thank you for joining us. And let's get into it. We are... Nisi, like we've only just started, you've already given me two show titles. I love it. It's awesome. So yeah, let's get straight into it. We've got a little bit to cover today. Hey, Tiber's here. Hey, Tiber. So news. Let's do news. I'm going to jump here, there, and everywhere today. And yeah, let's just dive straight into the news. Let me do our cute little bumper because we love our bumpers. Here we go.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
And a rogue slayer. Always lovely to hear her voice. All right, so news in WoW. Dragonflight Alpha access came out this week. If you they're doing testing, etc. Let me throw that link in. So some people got access and some people didn't. So I did not get access yet. Anyway, but a lot of other people have, and they've been testing things. From what I've seen, they've been testing things like the dragon flight riding, the flying stuff, customization of your toons. There seems to be a huge amount of customizations for the Drakthea, which is fantastic. So many options there. As for gameplay, don't really know. I haven't delved into that yet. But if you have got alpha access and you're going to be testing, you want to test some challenge tune stuff, please let us know and we will add you to our testing team. Just get in contact with us on either Discord, via Twitter, send me an email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. I forgot my email address. That's the one. So yeah, so definitely if you're got into it or do get into it and would like to join us with doing some testing, please let me know and we'll add you to. I've got a whole Google Doc folders with documents in there so we can put down some thoughts and see things, hopefully, whether we get alpha or beta access. So yeah, but there certainly has been a lot of talk on Dragonflight this week through via YouTube, lots of videos out, as well as tweets, Twitter stuff that I've seen. So yeah, so exciting times. Still seems to be a lot not in game from what I noticed on a couple of videos, you know, where they put place filler, things like that. But yeah, it would be exciting just to get in there and have a play, which would be really cool. All right, so that's the alpha stuff, and that has started, which is, again, very interesting. I've also linked in the chat room, there's the official Dragonflight from Blizzard, the website. So again, if you're looking at, you know, into what's coming, what they're doing, that's another really good place to go. And of course, check out Wowhead. They've got a whole thing. I didn't put any links for that, but definitely pop over to Wowhead as well. So the two links I've given you is straight from the World of Warcraft, like Blizzard stuff. So check those out. Alright, also just to let you know, there is a spreadshirt promo from the 21st to the 24th for free standard shipping. If you're interested in getting any merch, pop over there and check that out. We've got the links on the website. If you're after some mugs or bags, there's all sorts of things. We have lots of different things you can choose from. And also, I wanted to remind anyone, because with testing, if people are taking screenshots, all of that kind of thing. So the big background of the show, as you can see, there's many different screenshots that we use for the background of various people. So I've had Nisi, Fair, Zion send stuff through, myself. Just, you know, if you can get a screenshot, I'm always happy to get more. Oh, Mrs. Rakuru, thank you. Thank you, thank you. That's very sweet. So if you've got some screenshots, the best size is the 1920 by 1080. If you can't get that size, still send it to me, because I can play around and manipulate it and make things. Photoshop is good. Those kind of things. So, So yes, if you've got any screenshots, please send them in. Try and have as least amount of wording in there, or, you know, tags and things like that. Just kind of the shot would be good. We just like showing our challenge tunes, doing things in different areas and all of that. So thank you for that. And Nisi, it's okay, I saw what you said. The auction house dance party is next week. It's on Friday the 22nd of July. So just a reminder that is not allowed on your challenge tunes. So if you want to go do it, please do it on a normal tune or a scout tune. But on your challenge tunes, no. Okay, so that's the auction house dance party. All right, well, I think that's all the news. Obviously, the big stuff being that Alpha is out and people have got access to that. And some of us don't, but anyway, so again, if you want to do testing, please reach out and let us know. We've got a little team together at the moment, and we are waiting patiently for access. Patiently, not so patient. That for 3 days and you still forgot. Oh, about the auction house dance party. Yeah, it's all good. You're very busy for me. I appreciate that. So thank you. Okay. All right. Let's have a look. We have got our, where is it? State of the challenges this week. All right. It looks like a lot of people have been very busy, which is fantastic. Okay, so let's start off with our irons. So we have got 10 irons this week. So at number 10, we have got SM. Sm. 26, lost to the nether. So I'm going to say possibly died and deleted quickly. But yeah. Number 9 is Braven at level 27. They are yellow flagged because talents are not allowed. Reminder, guys, we have got the rules for each of the challenges on the website, as well as an FAQ that encompasses many different questions regarding all of the challenges. So please go through them before you make your challenge turn. Okay. Number 8 is Azzy Iron, hit level 30. 7 this week is Iron Roach at level 32. 6 is Nick Z at level 33, RIP. 5 this week is Corvion at level 39, RIP. Number 4, either USA or USA. Okay, yep, it's could be either. Level 40, RIP. Wow. Rough week so far. Number 3 is Purity at level 40. Number 2 is Dank Iron at level 41. And number 1 this week is Azaya Jelly at level 55. Well, let's have a look at our bloods. We have got 10 bloods this week. That's fantastic. Alright, level at number 10, we have got Kita Sakago at level 17. Number 9 this week is Cardilin at level 17. 8 is Crip at level 23. 7 is Misfit at level 26. Number 6 is Taco Mania at level 38. Yay, Taco's still going. Fantastic. Number 5 is Zaya Bingra at level 44. Number 4 this week is Troll Your Soul at 45. Number 3 is Tidal Soul at 53. Number 2 is Soul Glaive at level 57. And number 1 this week is Sapphire at level 58, but they are yellow flagged because too many quests have been completed. Alright, Pacifist, we have got 7 this week. We have got a Lunaria at level 10. Number 6 is Sintry at level 20. Number 5 is Team Sands, level 26. However, they were lost to the Nether, so I'm going to say RIP, but they also had 6 kills and 2 killing blows, so that would have red flagged them. Number 4 is Smekthalzig at level 30, RIP. 3 is Peaceable at level 36. 2 is Progu at level 40. And number 1 is Never Died Passy at 51. Again, Never Died, maybe he's sneaking in. Maybe he's just sneaking back in. But anyway, that is a level. That is a level change, absolutely. So, yeah. All right. Tins this week. We have got 2. We have got Arundel at 47 and Patience at level 54. Our greens this week. We have got 4 greens. We have got Cedrillon at level 20. At number 3, we've got Riro at 23. 2 is Krupp at 27, and number 1 is Azzy Green at 54. Alright, Working Man, we have got 4 this week. We have got at number 4 is Azzy Work at level 15, 3 is Tinker at level 23, 2 is Lorella at level 24. 5 and number 1 is Soul Blister at level 48. All right. Well, it's been a bit of a rough week, guys. We've got flags. We've got RIPs. Ah, yes. So hopefully this coming week will be a little bit gentler for you all. Commiserations for all of those that we lost, because that is rough. I know, was it Azzy said he lost his green and then he got back, I think. So again, Azzy's doing really well. Zaya's like all over the things once again. He's been very busy, which is fantastic. But yeah, well done guys for everyone leveling out there. So all right, well, we are gonna have a short show. You see, not much editing. That's what we're going for. All right, we're gonna go into chit chat. Let's have a look.
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
There's a favorite goblin, editing the bane of our existence. Absolutely, it's probably the least most favorite thing. Editing is the thing. Anyway, I'm gonna have some coffee. Let's drink. Mm-hmm. I made a fresh batch and I've barely drunk any. So, alright, I have got a cute joke for you all. Here we go. What noise does a chicken's phone make? Wing wing. I thought it was cute. Alright, Tiber, here we go. Stolen joke of the week. I was going to make alligator stew for dinner, but then I realised I only had a crock pot. I've not heard that one. Nice, thank you, Tiber. Love it. I love it, it's good. Alright. Now, I did grab a couple of things from Discord. We had some questions, so let's go over those. We have Spurguys on Discord had asked, I see you and a lot of top pacifists have completed the Alliance BFA intro quest out like Flynn, which requires you to kill a guy. Any hints on how to do that without increasing the kill counter? So there was many, Stir chimed in, but Zaya, this was directed mostly at him. So Zaya's answer was you automatically get that quest and many others as done if you skip the Boralus entry chain, which can be done only if one turn of the account is already done it. You can skip it when you talk to Jaina before going there. So if you've got the skip, yes. If not, then you're going to have an issue. I know that they were talking about, I think Stir was talking about testing it. Make sure, like anything, if you're unsure, test it on challenge turn. Check your counts for your kill counts, things like that. So if you're not sure before you go and do it, take your test turn out. Have a look at what your kills are, write your numbers down if you need to, do the quest and see if the kill stays the same. If it does not, then it's not going to be passy safe. If it does, then you'd be okay. But going by what Spurguys had said, he did test it on another turn and he did get a kill for it. So yeah. I was going to say something else. No, I've lost my train of thought. Oh, good. All right. So again, you know, double check. Always good to ask questions of the veterans, those that play a lot of the, whether it's pacifists, any of the challenges. If you're unsure about something, absolutely. reach out, ask a question. And as I said, there is a lot of information in the FAQ on kind of more generalized and a couple other things on each of the challenges as well, if you're not sure. But definitely reach out if you're exactly unsure what to do with a certain quest, which way to go, etc. Okay. All right, we had another question, which was Sebas on Discord asked if there was any news on team challenges. And as Nisi had replied, so I'm just going to say, Nisi said no ETA on when teams will be ready. We are not expecting it before Dragonfly because we, the coders have a few things on their plates getting things sorted, and then obviously with Dragonflight coming, we're trying to get everything ready for that, and the focus is definitely on the solo challenges. So at the moment, as much as we would love teams to be up and running ASAP, it's not as easy as that. The API, Blizzard API, has made a lot of changes with things, so there's lots. It's more intricate working through the coding with teams than obviously with the solo play. So we will let you know. I've still got the banner up on the website. As soon as things are right, we will let you know. But the chances are it's probably not going to be ready for Shadowlands. And now that they've started the alpha testing, it's, you know, we need to get in there and start prepping and getting ready for Dragonflight. So that's the main thing. Yeah, absolutely, Nisi. Teams is a whole different beast. It is. Alright, and then there was another question from Azzy on Discord as well. He said, approaching 50 on my Passy and Bloodthirsty, and was wondering what is the normal strats in Shadowlands. Do world quests and bonus objectives count as quests for BTs? Zaya popped up with world quests and bonus objectives do count as quests, so no go for BTs. BTs can't use the Thread of Fates, must choose the other option. The scouting mount will allow you to go somewhere else than Bastion and have higher level mobs to kill. As for passies, there are some threads on the forums for passy safe quests and world quests. Some bonus objectives, words are hard, might be doable if enough things to pick up, but risks of proximity kill is high. Okay, so it's like anything, trying to do the questing in Shadowlands can be a little bit complicated, and also just watching where you are in a zone, because bonus objectives, you know, if you wander into that area of where the bonus objective is, all of a sudden stuff's going to count that you don't want to count. So treading very carefully in Shadowlands can be a little tricky for your bloods, in particular. Passies, I didn't find so much. I didn't really focus on. I mostly picked herbs. I did do fishing and cooking when I was able to, if they were in safe places, but pretty much it was a lot of herbing from me for my passies. But again, yeah, it's tread very carefully, and if in doubt, go and test it out on a you know, scout, absolutely, before you do anything else. So thank you guys for your questions. Don't forget, you can pop over to our Discord if you're not already joined. Pop over, come over, send through questions via email, also through Twitter, on Facebook, all of those things. So if you need something answered or just want to reach out, then definitely we have many socials that you can do that via. All right. I think we're done. I think this might be like the shortest show ever. Wow. Which might be good because my internet's been really cruddy this past week in particular. So hopefully we'll just get through the show and that will be good. Okay. Anything I've missed, Nisi? You probably have a good idea. I think we've got everything. We might just wrap it up. Speed run. Yep. All right. Okay. Let's wrap it up and then you guys can all get back to your leveling and all those exciting things. Again, shout out Mrs. Rock Guru. Thank you for resubscribing. That's very sweet. You've been subscribed for 34 months. Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's very sweet. Let me put a little heart. That one's for you. We do appreciate it. So thank you. And being that Mrs. Rock Guru was subscribing, is part of our Iron Elites, which is fantastic. So let's have a big thank you to all our Iron Elites. You guys keep things going with the website, etc. So thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated. So we have Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Laren Ramar, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. Still can't do it, can I? No. Winema, and Zaya. Thank you guys so much. We do appreciate it. All right. Stir and myself, once again, thank our wonderful mods for all the things that they do. We do appreciate that. So to Awesome Trousers, Buzz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Zaya, and Nisi, thank you. You make my life much easier. Thank you so much. To our Code Wardens in particular, to Zaya, to Rudd, thank you for the things that you do. To Nap Time, thank you for helping get things going again. It is greatly appreciated, and they are busy doing all the things. As Rudd says in the chat room, I am doing work under the hood in Linux on the website, security updates, backup, and all other updates. Thank you, Rudd. We do greatly appreciate all their hard work. You guys are amazing, so thank you. To everyone here in the chat room on Twitch, thanks for hanging out, giving some of your time today. Do appreciate it. To everyone listening at home, thank you if you're doing that. Now, I will be back next week, which will be July 23rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, or if Azzy is in the chat room, Azzy, that will be Sunday, 24th, 9 a.m. my time. Because Azzy's joining us next week, which is exciting. We'll get to catch up with him and see how he's going, what he's been doing. And we know he's been all over the challenges doing many different things. So it'll be great to catch up with him. So look forward to that next week. All right, you can find us over at the wowchallenges.com is the website. We have all the Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channel information there. If you want to listen to the podcast, you can check us out through Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. And again, if you want to contact the show, contact me. Send me through an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com, as well as through any other socials. If you've got jokes, puns, questions, want to do some testing, get into alpha, etc., etc., send them through. So we do appreciate them. All right, if you want to find me on the things, I am everywhere. On the things. So Lita, which is L-E-E-T-A, is normally one of my socials, or Lita Wow is most of the things. You can find me on the emails, etc. I'll leave it over with the show notes if you want to pop that. Otherwise, I do have a link tree. I am around in places. Yes, many, many stuff. So you can check that out. All right. On that note, we will say a big thank you to Mr. Bright, our one, for our fabulous intro. We do love that. We appreciate him so much. He has done a lot of things for me, for us, with the merchandising, designs, icons, all sorts of things. Russ, thank you. We do appreciate what he does, and we love the intro. Always brings a great smile to my dial, which is great. Okay, and we also want to thank my husband Execute for helping me with the outro. I do appreciate him giving of his time and his voice to help me with the outro, so thank you very much. All right, hi, Ghost Fluff, hi, hello, welcome, and we are just about done. So this has been a very short show, so that's pretty much it. So don't forget, we will be back with Azzy next week to find out what he's been doing with his challenges, how it's going, all of that stuff. So we will be back here at 7 p.m. Eastern on Saturday for 23rd. Wow, nearly another month, nearly gone. Yeah, will be really nice to catch up with him. So we're going to do that. All right, guys, well, we're going to end the show here. And again, I think maybe shortest show ever. Do I get a gold star? Maybe. Anyway, please stay safe wherever you are, both in and out of game. And we will catch you next week. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.